Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Stuart. Stuart, I agree with you totally. I'm about the same age as Donald Trump, and I did a couple tours in Vietnam, and then I worked in Iran, and I also did some supply work for the Iran-Iraq War. I think that what's happening is that everybody's forgotten about this this paper that was written by the neocons for the Israelis, for Netanyahu.
Project for a New American Century.
Exactly. You got it. That is what's in play here. Okay. But what people don't understand is that, you know, even though the casualties in Vietnam were relatively high for the time, you know, 58,000, we backed the Iraqis against the Iranians. We supplied them with all kinds of stuff. It came in and Aqaba, came up the desert highway, made a right hand turn, went to Baghdad, and then on the way back, they were making Saddam Hussein pay for this war material with oil. Okay, it was only a 2-lane highway. Anyway, and that went on for years and years. Now, what they don't understand is there were almost 2 million casualties during that war. That was not, and we were supplying Saddam Hussein with all kinds of satellite intel. We did all kinds of earthworks for him and stuff. That was a war of attrition. That was just about like the World War One, okay? It took down the Iranian population down to where, you know, they didn't have anybody older than probably about 25, 30 years old, okay? That's what you're looking at now, okay? That's why Eric Prince is so scared. He's probably looked at the casualty figures. And the other thing is, when we went into Iraq, everybody thought, "Oh yeah, we just go in there, we knock these people out, you know, and then we just take over." Well, they never figured out who was going to take over. So the friggin' State Department and the military fought over the spoils of the war, and so they were busy fighting with each other, and they left the population to fend for itself because they destroyed the entire infrastructure of the country, okay? And all those people got all their daily subsistence from Saddam Hussein. Nobody had to work, okay? And then now all of a sudden they can't feed their family.
It's amazing. I can't believe how many incredible callers we've got. Cool Hand, call back again. Amazing. We've got like a whole Pentagon, State Department roster calling in. I care about them, Karen. Stuart, I'm honored you're listening. 30 seconds till we go to break. What do you want to say to that caller?
Yeah, you're right. Like I said before, though, the only caveat is that it could be done correctly. But the problem is you know, war is the health of the state. The military-industrial complex does not want quick, decisive victories, then turn things over to the people. They want their puppets in power for the oil, or they want to create a protracted war and bleed people out because they make money off of it.
And if they put a bad new government in, they could be back in 5 years overthrowing them. That's why I don't support regime change, because they never do a good job. We'll be back with a few more calls. Stuart takes over. You have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I shout out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I love taking your phone calls. Here in a few minutes, Stuart Rhodes to take over. I want to run through your calls as quickly as possible. Gabriel in West Virginia, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question about power and energy, because I saw President Trump come out and say that Venezuela held some of the largest stockpiles of gas and oil. And then now I'm seeing things around the Strait of the Strait where all the oil is moving through. And I can't help but wonder, in lieu of the fourth turning and the movement towards energy and power being shared amongst most people, that if what I'm trying to ask is this a bigger play in the direction to be able to remove some of the forces that have such a control over the power and the energy? Or are we just seeing a massive move on the behalf of the United States to get a garner long-term over what we really need to move forward, which is some sort of power or energy supply. And so,
yeah, let me answer that question. That is an excellent question. I can talk about for 10 hours. Trump overall is doing pro-American stuff, $20 trillion investment, tariffs, you know, no tax on tips, all that. Venezuela had its oil industry built in the last 80 years by the U.S. They built the main refineries in Houston. Then the last 30 years with Chavez taking over, 25 years, they cut that off. So Trump literally is like, no, you'll get most of the money. We're just going to refine it here. So he understands that on the balance sheet, the U.S. is in debt. We're about to collapse. If he can get Greenland, get Venezuela, get other areas, get Ukraine to sign over its minerals to us, that on the balance sheet makes us the best bad house in a bad neighborhood. Okay, or nicest house, best house in a bad neighborhood. And so, yeah, no, that's all done economically with jockeying, plus it cuts off Cuba. I think Cuba is the next big thing that the White House is going to go after. Trump, I think, well-meaningly is trying to do this foreign policy for world peace and for America. He just doesn't understand. He said this himself before. He doesn't understand all this. I don't understand, you know, how to play golf like he does or, you know, stuff he knows. But I know more about this other stuff that he's being set up. But that's a very, very, very good point.
Yeah. You know, and I also wonder, too, if you've ever had people on the show that are that understand the ley lines and the importance of Iran. Your last caller, Gavin, mentioned, well, what's the big deal? If you had remote viewers on and you talked about the access point into the astral that's there in Iran, you'd understand the bigger picture thing with disclosure, how these entities and Satanists are feeding a black magic grid with their Atlantean, Thothian principalities. And so there's a much larger thing around power, control, and how we regain a foothold for humanity, for Christ, for truth. And as all this starts to come out through disclosure and people start to understand why these kids are being taken and that this biological material being stolen is not only taken by the elite, but also off planet as well with the secret space program. That's the big piece I think people might need to hear. And so,
all right, brother, we'll look into it. Thank you for the call. Yeah, what do you make of the fourth turning in all this and the big global order and Trump trying to grab all this stuff, Panama Canal back, all this, try to bolster our financial sheet?
No, I think he's like you said, he's got good instincts and good intent. But the problem is you know, we're still dealing with a demonic deep state that needs to be taken down. And in the big picture around the world, these demonic elites, the Rothschilds, who Epstein the Epstein files disclosed that he worked
turns
for
out he was their male. Let me ask you that as a constitutional smart guy, lawyer, you name it. I mean, what I'm saying is he wears a cowboy hat and doesn't talk with a British accent, so he's not as smart as them. Me too. It's a big joke, folks. But what do you make? Because I already knew he was high powered. I thought he was a super gopher. It turned out he was Rockefeller's stand-in or aide-de-camp or legate, as the Romans called it. That's why he was so powerful. Turns out this guy literally was way more powerful than we even thought. Or, I mean, I have to admit I was wrong about that. This is a big deal.
Yeah, he was the ambassador for the Rothschilds in that email exchange.
Perfect way of saying it. He was the ambassador of the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
Not I am a representative. He told governments, I am the representative.
He told Peter Thiel that. That's the email I'm talking about. In an email to Peter Thiel, he said, you probably know that I am the representative of the Rothschild family. So, yes. So he was representing the Rothschilds, working for the CIA, running airlines for them, also running this child sex trafficking ring for them and for Mossad, with Barack, the former prime minister, as his handler, probably. So, yes, he had his fingers in all these pies. He was basically the errand boy for the deep state, for the globalist architecture, both in America, Israel, and nationally, internationally with the Rothschilds. So there you go. He worked for they and them. They, them.
Unbelievable. But as negative as all this is, put on your crystal ball, your Palantir hat for a minute. I don't see how this establishment recovers from this, though. Even though they've suppressed a lot of stuff, I mean, this is devastating. The vindication we've all had and the huge awakening I'm seeing is just exponential.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the risk. As we now saw with those Chinese robots who are running around and doing acrobatics, we're in a ticking time bomb, a neural window, before they initiate Terminator land, where they have Skynet. And
that's right. Their answer to us waking up is post-human world.
Right, where they have robots and AI and drones in the
They're
sky.
They're like our physical robots, our biological robots have woken up, so here's your replacement.
Yeah, and we have a limited chance to overthrow them before they replace obsolete humans, like human armies, with robot armies. How are we going to fight them? How do I get robots to say no, to honor their oath, right? They don't want humans that can say no. That's flawed.
Because we have self-awareness and free will.
Yeah, exactly. So right, we the people have to defeat them before they can do the Terminator.
Which, by the way, shows we are God's advanced technology that made the AI. We are way superior. The fact that we actually have our own innate operating system God gave us shows we're superior. AI doesn't know how to be moral. It can't do it.
We're Sarah Connor. We just came back in time, and we're trying to stop them from building the Terminator system and Skynet. That's where we are. And we got to do whatever it takes to stop it. Looks like she was like in that movie. She was hardcore, right? She had no F's to give. If you're part of the building of that infrastructure, you're a target. That's what we have to have, that mindset. Peter Thiel, no data centers, no mass surveillance. We have to say no now, hard no, and then defeat them. It must be taken down.
What about the argument, though, that China is doing it, so if we don't get dominant and it's just a tool, they're going to win?
Well, so we're in a race to, to hearken the AI demon and bring it into existence. It's like Age of Ultron. They got their Age of Ultron they're building. We got to build our Age of Ultron. That's the false choice. Either way, you end up in Terminator land. The elites believe that when they create Terminator land, the Terminators will just obey their commands and kill all the rest of us so they can have their utopia of just them living on the planet as a playground. And they'll become transhumanist robots and live forever. But, of course, what's going to happen is when AI takes over, it's going to smoke all humans, including the elites. So we have to stop it one way or another.
And well, yeah, China's it's predatory. The first group it's going to kill is going to be the establishment.
Of course, yeah. So just like the useful idiots for the communists, right? American leftists were useful idiots. The left in this country right now is useful idiots for Islam. The Islamists are going to smoke them when they take over. And the same goes for the elites who are manipulating everybody. They believe they're going to, have this utopia. But no, the demon they summon, the AI demon, is going to kill them too. It's going to revel in their destruction also. So we, the people, have to fight against all of this as best we can. Duty is ours, results are God's. We have to understand it's going to be a hard fight. We're going into a storm. We're going into rough waters. So batten down the hatches, steel your spine, and get ready. Make sure that you don't, though, just fold over and bend the knee and kiss the ring of take the mark. Do not do that. Your soul's at stake.
I agree. I want to have you take over. Let's take calls quick. Wild in Wisconsin. Wild, go. You're on the air.
Hi. Another angle with this Iran situation is also a hit on China, that their biggest oil providers is Venezuela and Iran, and now that they've been removed, they're going to get a hit not only to their country, but also to their AI energy abilities. And it's a big muscle that we have with this American military. I don't know what happened to American backbone. Seems like we've been kind of cucked and pacified, you know, with Fuentes and other people. It's like the people cheering against the USA for Olympics. I'm Serbian myself. I'm happy that Persia is getting their just dessert. They're like hundreds of thousands of Epstein's torturing and attacking Christians in Europe for a long time. And you see, just for a little bit, we roll out the red carpet for them in Minnesota, and they absolutely hate us. I look at this as akin to the Crusades. And just like with the other Crusades, you take out the leader, and the slave army doesn't want to follow, just like with 300 and Xerxes. It's too early.
Well, I want to be clear. We had a real, I mean, if this is a real crusade to kick them out, then I'd get behind a war and mass casualties for our people, because in the end, it saves the society. My question is, I think Trump's not doing it as a crusade. More, he thinks for global stabilization, they can set him up. But I definitely hear what you're saying.
And, you know, it's Trump's, President Trump just finished his first quarter. You know, you can't judge the quarterback until the game's over. You know, he's proven himself time and time again. We think it's chaos, but then order comes later. You know, and this is just the old world falling away and the new world coming in, you know, like you've been predicting for years. And I'm interested to see what happens tonight and tomorrow with the lunar blood moon eclipse, since Trump's lunar eclipse president, if there's going to be any action here. But I talked to some people from Iran, and the majority of the people I talked to from Iran, they're very happy, because they've just been sitting there and waiting to live their lives, and they've been just stuck in the old world. I mean, they're using like F-4 Phantoms still.
No, here, let me, Wild, thanks for the call. Thanks for holding. Let me get Stuart's comment on what you just said. He was shaking his head.
Yeah, well, I agree with him about the evil of the Iranian dictatorship and the need for the Iranian people to be free. I completely agree. But I don't believe this is fifth dimension chess on Trump's part. I think he's focused on foreign policy, but he's being distracted from the fact that we have demonic elites here that are running our government, and our own CIA and FBI and DOJ is covering for them.
This is
part of their plan to distract us from what they have done. We got to take them down. I don't believe Trump has a plan for that.
Well, that's right. We can say Iran's the enemy, but the main enemy is the globalist. Owl Killer in Virginia, go ahead.
Stuart, I couldn't agree with you more. Alex, I called in a couple weeks ago, and I brought up the catastrophic effort, the catastrophic error that we made in thinking that Trump could do it alone. It's when you see those Epstein files, I don't think Trump's implicated at all. I think the reality just comes to light. Not only was he Trilateral Commission working for the Rothschilds, there is a three-hour Ehud Barak conversation with Epstein that the guy records the whole thing. And just like you said, there's basically two mafias in Israel. And Epstein has explained to Ehud Barak why he needs to get in touch with Peter Thiel and Palantir. So he's given directions to Ehud Barak, who is the prime minister. But he also says all the wrong people are having children in Israel. He said specifically the Orthodox, which represents the more conservative, and the Arabs. So it is a mafia going back and forth. But at the end of the day, it's exactly what Ron Paul said. And I heard him talking to Tucker Carlson with it's the bankers. And when Epstein was explaining fractional reserve banking to Steve Bannon, Steve Bannon was clueless on it. I couldn't believe that. Now, granted, it's 10 years
ago. That's amazing when he's explaining for every $10 we loan out $9. And Bannon's like, really? I was taught that when I was 3 years old.
But that is the thing, is that it is the fractional reserve banking that has taken over.
I was taught at 3 years old, it is the Rothschilds. Every $10, they loan out $9. This is how it works.
It's everything we already knew. And
my grandmother's brother was like the head guy at the Federal Reserve in Dallas over actual money, the real Federal Reserve work they do. It's part of it's real. It's like taking in money and getting rid of old money and all that. I was taught this when I was literally 3 or 4 years old.
And again, the only political solution we have or had is Congress has to repeal the federal. It literally, our country is not the country that it was founded by.
Well, I did like seeing Trump dominate Jerome Powell. That was good.
For sure, but he can't just take it over. You have to get rid of the thing because what Trump is backed into a corner in that nobody wants to be honest. All these pensions and everything is not.
It's all
there.
Based on derivatives. It's all a scam. Great point, Stuart Rhodes.
No, absolutely. The Federal Reserve is the heart of the deep state in America. And then on top of that, the CIA and the FBI, all of them must be torn down completely. They must be crushed.
All right, Stuart, I'm going to hand the baton to you. They won't be hurt. We get their name and number. I'm going to take calls again tomorrow. But Mazio, Mark, George, and Brock have questions. If you want to take their calls, it's up to you.
Yes.
If not, okay, you want to take their calls. So we'll put a screen on screen for him. Well, then your next caller will be Mazio. And then George, then Brock, and then Mark. I'm going to hand the baton to you. Coming up in 40 minutes, Harrison Smith is loaded for bear. The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Stuart, Oath Keepers, thanks for being here. You're in charge now.
God bless, brother.
And you're hosting, Stuart. Go ahead.
Oh, good to go. Yeah, let's take our next caller. Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Mazio. Go ahead.
All right. Gentlemen, very nice to be here with you. Appreciate the call. So we have a Jewish and a Muslim problem, obviously. The Jews are the money and the power and the brains, and the Muslims are the muscle. We've been fighting wars for Israel for 30 years. They want the whole Middle East, and you know what? They might just want the whole world. What's going to stop them? What kind of blackmail do they have on our leaders with the Epstein list, working with Mossad, the CIA, doing the most horrendous acts imaginable? Who knows what's really in there and why we're really going to war this time. And as you said, Epstein was obviously this deep state Rothschild ambassador. And who knows, is he even still around, right? Bibi's been here 7 times since Trump took office. What is that all about? Like, that's is he hypnotizing him with his black magic in the White House? I mean, you know, what's off the table at this point? AIPAC has a death grip on our Congress, our senators. That needs to end immediately. We got to mention Larry Fink, BlackRock, and all the big banks screwing us. And yeah, obviously we need to end the Fed. Everyone is noticing, and that's if you're on the internet, then you know that everyone is noticing. So we just need to completely decouple from Israel. If they want to take things over, then they can do it without our money, without our troops, without our power. We need to come back to America, America first. Under Biden and Mayorkas, the borders were wide open. Jews were pushing the multiculturalism to make themselves feel safer. And now we got all kinds of sleeper cells here. We're in extreme danger, and everybody needs to be on the ready. They're behind the borders in Europe, and everything that's been happening in Europe, we can guarantee is going to be happening here unless we stop what's going on. We got to mention Larry Ellison and his son that's creating the biggest media conglomerate that the world's ever seen so they can incorporate Palantir and monitor everything. They took over TikTok. So, I mean, you know, it's just one big propaganda machine. You know, as they say, it's not all of them, but it's always them. And we haven't even talked about the Talmud and how we're the Goyim, and obviously it's all over the Epstein files how they really feel about us. So, you know, right. I guess the icing on the cake is the Samson option, right? We're basically being held hostage. So we didn't even talk about the Muslims. Obviously, they're very different from us. You know, as Alex always said, there are two kinds of countries, right? Muslim countries and ones that are going to be Muslim countries. We are the infidel. They're either going to convert us, kill us, or charges protection. So, you know, as you said, Stuart, we need a regime change here. We need a truly American first, America only. I think we need a Jones, Massey, Fuentes ticket. That's all I got. I appreciate y'all taking my call.
You bet. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Let me add this to that. When I was a student at Yale Law School, a lot of my other students there were dual citizen Israeli Americans, and they were radical leftist atheists. They were communists who don't believe in God, but they had absolute loyalty to Israel, which I found puzzling. So there's that reality. And it is that radical Marxist element within the Jewish people that are pushing for the destruction of Europe because they believe in, you know, Western civilization is evil. And they want to take it down. And then you do have the Orthodox rabbis who are, you know, they're quoted online saying that Islam is the broom of Zionism to sweep away Christianity, and they assert that their Messiah will not return until Christianity is destroyed. I can't shut my eyes to that reality. It doesn't mean that every Jew feels that way. Like, I know some really great, awesome Messianic Jews in Texas that are, you know, Christ-believing Jews, and but they still also support Israel. And so it's a reality. And like you said, this should be America only. It should be Texas and America only. No loyalty to any foreign country. And as a Christian, I understand that the New Testament is the New Covenant, that where it was exclusive to the Jews after Christ came and redeemed us all with his blood, it is now open for everyone that believes in him. That's the New Covenant, not the Old Testament. So that's where I stand on this. That's why, you know, around my neck is a Crusader coin from the 13th century. That's how I feel about this. I can say, okay, I reject the New World Order, the Rothschild bankers. I reject the Zionists who want to destroy Christianity. I reject the Marxists who want to destroy the West because they hate life. I want, and I also reject Islam. You doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. You can reject all of them, a pox on all their houses. We need to reassert that this country belongs to us. I do believe it's a Christian country. It was founded for Christian people only. And I believe that this is what we have to get back to. And I believe we need a modern crusade. And that should include mass deportation, but not just of the Muslims. But, you know, going back to the American Revolution, it was in large part also a civil war. And it was a fight between Americans who were loyal to the crown and those who wanted liberty. And they fought in the field of battle. A lot of folks don't know this, but there are actually more Americans serving as loyalist militia to the king than there were Americans fighting for George Washington and his army. And so it was a civil war. And when we won that civil war, and we the Patriots won it, most of them left and went to Canada or over to England. And so that's where we are now. When we defeat the Marxists and the Muslims in this country, I'm in favor of a national divorce. But rather than saying, okay, we'll let you have you know, California, I'm not doing that. Give us China a beachhead. I say, let's get a national divorce, but we get to keep the house. And you can go live with your boyfriend, Xi Jinping, or if you're loyal to Israel first, you go to Israel. If you're loyal to some other country, go there. Go ahead and go there. We'll let you get on a ship and leave. That's what we have to do. This is the bottom line. But that's not going to happen until we take the deep state down. And so we have to take down the Federal Reserve, the CIA, all of this infrastructure needs to come down all at the same time. How do we do that? If President Trump were to be clued in on his duty in reality, he has the power as commander-in-chief to do that mass declassification I've been calling for years to take them down. The deep state fears exposure. Imagine if you had full disclosure of, I mean, Epstein was just tip of the iceberg. Imagine if you had full disclosure of all the dirt that they have held in the files of the FBI and CIA and NSA all these years to control politicians, going way back to J. Edgar Hoover. That's how they do it. Epstein's just one example of many of honeypot operations and blackmail that the Five Eyes plus Mossad, the six or seven eyes now. That's what they do. That's how they do it. So we should pull that thread and unravel it. That's why it's maddening for me to watch President Trump be tricked into saying, oh, the Epstein files, we didn't get rid of that. I'm not in there, so it doesn't matter anymore. It is the tip of the iceberg. It is the way to take the deep state down, mass exposure. I believe Tulsi Gabbard is the best chance we have inside the administration that hopefully she can see that. I believe she does. And then get President Trump focused back on taking the deep state down. Because once he does that, they'll distract and run the clock out with foreign wars. And then once he's gone, they're going to come in and they're going to turn all this on us. All the mass surveillance, and Trump, unfortunately, is helping them right now. You know, he's helping Peter Thiel build more surveillance inside the United States, all these data centers in the AI race. All of that's going to end up creating a horrible situation for us when the left and the communists come back into power. When they have the ability to track everywhere we go, and facial recognition and predictive software, like, you know, like Minority Report style, all of that's going to be used against us again. We have to take them down while Trump is president now. Back in a minute.
Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke, fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you got to get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds, weighed 180 pounds, squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted and get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight, and it funds the operation. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept, great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Bigley's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
This is Stuart Rose filling in for Alex on the Alex Jones Show. We are facing a critical moment in our country. We the people have got to realize how bad things really are. Like Patrick Henry said, be willing to see the worst and then provide for it and focus on defeating the deep state. I want to bring on a representative, or hopefully a representative for Congress, Mr. Paul Bondar. I'm wearing his T-shirt because I'm working for his campaign, full disclosure. I endorsed Doc Pete Chambers for governor because I know he's a warrior, he's going to fight. I endorsed Trey Traynor in District 21 for Congress for Texas because I know he's going to fight. And then I was honored to endorse Paul Bondar for the same reason. I believe that he'll be a true champion. And I work for Ron Paul, so my standards are pretty high. If you're not going to be an actual another Ron Pauler, I got no interest in you. But I think Paul has the potential to do that. So welcome to the show, Paul. Good to see you again, brother.
Well, thank you, Stuart. I'm honored to be here.
You bet. So let's talk about what's happening in Texas and our nation. So your response to the terrorist attack in Austin.
You know, we got to be very vigilant. Unfortunately, we've had open borders unchecked for all those years with the Biden administration. And frankly, it was treason, frankly. And now we have sleeper cell type people that we have no idea. They're unvetted. And here's the deal. If I get on a domestic flight as a natural born citizen, I have to give my ID. They scan my face. They do biometrics. They know everywhere I'm going as a natural citizen. Yet we have millions of people in this country. And we have no idea who they are, where they come from, what they're up to. And so a couple things. We need to be vigilant. We need to be aware of this. And the other thing is, I just hope this doesn't turn into, and I'm not saying it is for sure, a false flag crisis situation where all of a sudden we have an act of terror in this country. And then the solution that government always sells its people for stability and freedom and safety is to give up our freedom. Now, we saw that with 9/11, with the Patriot Act, and we've seen it time and time again. And I'm concerned, and I'm kind of just kind of ringing the bell here to hope that people are aware. I believe in that we need to be on alert, and we can't let our guard down. But let's guard against the potential here, because the solution is never government taking over our freedoms under the Constitution. That is not a long-term solution.
Hey, man, I think it's beyond a doubt now, and Alex's audience is very savvy. They know this was an intentional invasion. They know this is enemies foreign and domestic. You've got domestic traitors, and I count Governor Abbott among them. How do you feel about Abbott and what he's been doing in Texas when it comes to the border and when it comes to all the mosques being built?
Well, for a long time, I was drinking the Kool-Aid that Governor Abbott was doing a good job. But at the end of the day, as a business owner or a football coach or anybody, you have to take accountability for what goes on with your organization or your team. And Texas needs to be number one in football, but Texas is number one instead with mosques. And this happened under Abbott's watch. And I think, you know, there needs to be some level of accountability that ensues for this. We're in a bad spot. I mean, Texas is number one in the United States in mosques. And if we lose
Texas,
it's
330 right now, right? Yeah. 360. And what's the latest number? Yeah. It's like two more mosques get built.
There's like two mosques, I think, being built every, what is it, couple weeks that are going up. The accelerated number is just unbelievable. And I think a lot of people were unaware of this. And I'll tell you, it's in our backyard. For people that say, hey, it doesn't affect us. You know, a 10th grade student named Marco up in Wiley ISD broke a story to one of my staffers a couple weeks ago. And we talked to his parents and he said, hey, let's do a video. And we put a video out that probably had, with all the different forwards and shared videos, it probably had close to, we're saying about 3 million views. And what happened was the Wiley ISD was handing out Qurans and different religious, you know, Islam type, you know, Habibs or whatever they put on their the girls' heads. And they're violating state and school policy with this. And the principal
had Muslims going into the schools with the blessings of the teachers, leftist teachers, conditioning the other students to wear Habibs and to read the Quran. So they're allowed to proselytize inside schools. But if a Christian went in there, what would happen to a Christian?
Well, I think people would be screaming bloody hell that, you know, separation of church and state. We know what would happen if a Christian group went into a school during school hours and handed out Bibles and different religious type articles. We know that. And so what we have is we have a double standard. We have a double standard, and it's hypocrisy, and it's become an indoctrination issue for some of these places that are doing this, where if we don't prevent, this is against state and school policy. The principal said, well, we just, you know, we were unaware. We're going to investigate. We were unaware. Come on. You're telling me you don't know what's going on in your own school? What if it was a shooter that went into the school? You're going to be unaware. And so gaslighting ensues because nobody wants to take responsibility.
Right. Yeah, it's the red-green alliance that we've been talking about for so long. You've got the Marxists on one side, that's the red, and you got the jihadists on the other side, and they are linked up at the hip because they both hate Western civilization, they both hate Christianity and want to destroy it. So one thing I want to stress for the audience is that if Texas falls, America falls. And one reason, just one among many, is the Electoral College vote. If Texas goes blue, and they're all going to vote Democrat, if Texas goes blue and flips blue, you'll never see another Republican president again. So I know I'm sure that's on your mind too when it comes to what you see the ticking time bomb here in Texas.
Well, absolutely. And running for, a congressional seat, it's all about everybody representing their specific district. So we don't allow for, Texas to turn blue. And we have strong leadership and everybody takes care of their particular lane and takes care of their particular area so that we cannot allow for Texas to turn blue. Because look at the electoral votes. We already have how many votes coming out of California and New York, which are substantial. And Texas is our answer to balance that out. You know, the Big Apple has become the rotten apple, and California is about as wacky as they can get. So
yeah, California used to be Reagan territory. Yeah, California at one time was a Republican stronghold. So they are doing to us, to Texas, what they did to California, what they did to New York. It's the same play, and it is a red-green alliance. And so that's why both of us have endorsed Doc Pete Chambers. We believe that he will be the fighter we need. Special Forces Lieutenant Colonel retired. I worked with him down after the Texas flood. He's phenomenal. He's a warrior. And, you met him, looked him right in the eye. What was your assessment of Doc Chambers?
Well, I view Doc Chambers as a no-nonsense guy that's a patriot that is going to work for the average person. He's a military guy that served his country, but in a capacity not for showbiz. He's not a Hollywood politician, and there are Hollywood politicians that exist out there. And in my assessment and talking with Doc, you got to look at who's backing whom. When you're backed by the who's who in D.C., it really kind of tips the hand of what that politician is all about. And so the funny thing is endorsements are actually becoming more of indictments. If somebody is getting endorsed by all the who's who in D.C. in the deep state, and they're trying to drag their guy across the board, across the goal line, that's your answer. Stop listening to what people are saying. Start looking at what people are doing and the alliances that exist. Whether that's endorsements or dark money, they really go hand in hand. And what we have in this country is we really have a syndicate almost style of being able to allow for elections to be meddled with, because dark money is the root of all evil. And for everybody that wants to keep flapping their gums about term limits, I'm for term limits, but you know what the real problem is? Term limits is the weed that we see. The root of the evil is the dark money in the PACs that nobody has no idea where this money is coming from. And so all the way across our nation, it's very, very simple. Most candidates like a Doc P. Chambers, they have to go out as a grassroots guy. They have to raise their money. They can get a maximum of $3,500 per donor, $7,000 per couple. Sounds like a lot of money. But do you know how many of those you have to be able to get when a PAC can go dump 2, 3, 4, 8, 10, 50 million, depending on the race, against you? It's a stacked deck. And that's why if people don't understand that PACs with the unlimited ability to raise money, but more importantly, with the fact that they don't have to disclose and they can layer a PAC where we have absolutely no accountability or transparency on where this money is coming from, allows for people to essentially be able to play roulette, where they can put money on a number of different candidates and they can elect and try to get in not just one candidate, but multiple candidates to serve some sort of agenda. And this is my assessment of what's going on in our electoral process. You have
across the country.
Yes, go ahead, Stuart.
Oh, yes, that's going on across the country, not just here in Texas. But here in Texas, it's happening. I mean, I don't want to get too dark in the too deep in the weeds on the campaign, but you're dealing with a situation where your opponent, J.C. Yarbrough, has been supported by $1.5 million in dark money that he will not disclose who they are, correct?
Yeah, as in the words of Jerry Maguire, show us the money. And if you're proud of the money and the money is coming from good conservative folks, you should be as proud to disclose those sources as much as you're proud to run around and talk about your endorsements. I mean, the PAC number is, just to be very clear, it's C00937094. It's Strong PAC. And the Strong PAC has donated just under $1.5 million. To buy ads for Mr. Yarbrough's campaign. And these are being purchased out of Dover, Delaware, in the D.C. Beltline area, Arlington, Virginia, and in Ohio. So I guess I'm really confused when we hear this narrative about, you know, a seventh generation Texan, what's all this out-of-state buying doing supporting somebody, and why do we not know who is behind this money? I've asked him several times on stage. He first told me, you know, there was no dark money. And then he said, well, it's my endorsements that are doing it. I said, great. Tell me who. Now, he has not. He's stonewalled on this issue worse than Richard Nixon, because I think he can't tell or reveal who this money's coming from, because in reality, he's just one of many people. You look at Dela Cruz, he's another Air Force candidate that's running, and he's also got support from the Strong Pack as well. He has similar type endorsements. They drop around the same time. And you start looking at what's going on outside of just my specific race. It's interesting that it's anecdotal, but once you start examining that there's a printing press and an economy Costco scale type approach to these elections and how people play. And then guess what they do? They also put bets on the election in some of these different things so that they can get their guys to win. And then they can get their money back after they make these bets by dragging their guys across the goal line. And so this is really a slick investment, in my opinion. That's my opinion on how we're playing with, you know, one hand tied behind our back. And the deep state can say, yes, I'm going to appoint you. I'm going to anoint you. And the election is really a formality, because we're going to give you a lot of dark money. Nobody knows who it's coming from. And we're going to roll out all of our endorsements. And now you can kiss the ring and be our puppet for life.
Right. And like an Abbott endorsement and a Trump endorsement. And Alex and I are talking about Trump endorsements. For example, Teixeira was endorsed by Trump, you know, the ball player, to replace Chip Roy's seat. And, you know, against Trey Traynor. Who is this guy? He's a baseball player. Well, someone asked Trump about him and said, hey, you know, you endorsed Teixeira. And he's like, who? So President Trump doesn't even know who this man is. The machine around him is selling Trump endorsements. That's what I believe, to, you know, pay for play. You want to donate money into our PAC, we'll give you an endorsement. And President Trump doesn't even know who it is. And so MAGA needs to understand, and America First should understand, that because there's a Trump endorsement on there doesn't mean that Trump even knows who this person is. And so I think they understand that.
And that happened, and I'll give you another example, SD09, the state race. It was supposed to be a Republican stronghold plus 17, and it was a special election, right, that just occurred about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and the Republicans were supposed to just dominate in this race, and instead we ended up losing. It was a 30-point swing, and there are articles by, I think it was the Washington Examiner and a couple other places, that quoted Trump to saying exactly the same thing. Who is this person? I didn't even know. So I get it. You know, hey, I ran a business. I grew a business very large. A guy can't do everything. You delegate things to your staff. But like you were talking earlier, in, you know, with Alex Jones, some of the advice that President Trump is getting on foreign policy is putting him in bad positions. And we're concerned about that. And I would say some of the advice that he's getting on some of these endorsements are really creating these endorsements to become watered down. And they really don't hold much value. As a matter of fact, we did a poll on that, and people are just, they're just not what they used to be. And that's a shame, because for somebody who's been a supporter of President Trump since the day I saw his 60 Minutes interview in 2015 and said, this is our guy, you just hate to see the endorsement process go down like this, where it's really not, you know, you're endorsing people that are, you know, unknowing to the president, it would appear. So with that, you know, we have to really take a hard look at what's going on in our electoral cycles. We got to make sure, I always say, follow the money. Money makes the world go round, but, you know, that's unfortunate, but it's true. So we really got to take a hard look. I really recommend everybody to take a look at who is funding what campaign. Look at the finances, look at the PAC money. We got to be astute in being able to understand exactly where these PAC dollars are coming from, because at the end of the day, if you elect dark money, your next congressman is Congressman Dark Money. And you can come up with a candidate that can look really, really good on paper. And frankly, you know, the opponent in my race looks great on paper, almost too good to be true. but except for the fact that really doesn't have much for talking points, doesn't really have a robust platform, and mainly is talking about just his endorsements, which I think we covered.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that even if the guy intends to do good, if he was sent there by deep pockets, those deep pockets are going to want, there's no such thing as a free lunch, no Chan Stoffel, no such thing as a free lunch. They're going to want, you know, their quid pro quo once he's in office. And it'll be like they were trying to do to Charlie Kirk before he was assassinated. Hey, you know, he gave you millions of dollars. You need to toe the line. And Charlie Kirk is like, well, I'm my own man. I'm not going to be your boy. And I think that's why he was killed. And the same goes for political endorsements and deep pocket money. So I believe Americans should reject, as far as I'm concerned, if a candidate takes any foreign money or takes any large dark money from some PAC somewhere and won't tell you who they are, I don't care how good he looks, you should reject that candidate, because there are going to be strings attached to his back. He'll be a puppet.
Yeah, and I think that's the betrayal that people are feeling. And frankly, that's why I'm running for Congress myself, is because for so many years, I feel like our government, especially during COVID, I was let down. I think a lot of people felt let down. It was just unbelievable. Here in Texas, even, we could have done better. We could have done better to push back on some of this stuff. You know, I'm still seeing people driving around in their cars by themselves and they're wearing a mask. The amount of mental damage that has been done with COVID-19 is unbelievable. Right. We don't even know what it's done to kids who in their formative years were conditioned and forced to do all kinds of crazy things. And at the end of the day, it seems as though we were pushed a narrative that you have to take the vaccine, or if you're not, you're not a real player, you're not a real American. And the recklessness of the statement is, we find out now that these vaccines, we really don't know the damage long term, because these people were out saying that there's no side effects, really. Don't worry about it. Just close your eyes and trust something that's experimental. And now there's a lot of people, my friends included, who did, some of them, take the vaccine because they were forced to in order to keep their football jobs or their coaching jobs and stay with their students. They're saying, you know, just one was out last summer with me on my boat out in Lake Ray Hubbard. They were saying, I feel like a different person. Ever since I did that, I feel I'm not the same person. I'm having issues. And I feel as though there's something going to be really, really significantly wrong with me as I get older. And so he has an emotional issue to live with for the rest of his life. He's like, something invaded my body. It's like I've been almost like sexually assaulted because I have some sort of vaccine inside of me and I can never get it out. And the mental anguish that has happened. And why? Because we didn't have people stand up in leadership positions to defend our people. And I think if anybody's looking for somebody to just be a pawn or a puppet, you're going to find plenty of them. But if you want somebody that's going to be able to challenge the system, you're going to have to look for somebody that's not taking dark money, because that's where your independence is. And across the country, unfortunately, the deck is pretty stacked in favor of dark money, because institutions really rule more than the citizens. And we're kind of zoo animals that live in a zoo behind bars that we don't really understand. And we think we're free and we think we have autonomy, but really, we really have very little autonomy. And right now we're comfortable living in a zoo. But Stuart, I just worry a day will come where our zoo is not as comfortable. And we live under a much more harsh reality where these creature comforts that we think we enjoy are taken away, and we go to a social credit system, or we have to submit to environmental climate change rules. And all of a sudden, you know, freedom that we thought we possessed, just like during COVID, it's gone. It's gone, because we saw how quickly freedom left in COVID and how quickly a pandemic just came in and ripped freedom away. Where now all of a sudden we had to shut up, we had to put on our masks, we had to stand 6 feet apart, we couldn't be out at bars past 10, we couldn't get our hair cut, we couldn't go, and ladies couldn't get to the grocery store in some cases. And in some states they had to have a vaccine card, like we're in Nazi Germany. So,
well, I think
the hand of tyranny has shown itself that it can happen in this country. And because of that, I'm running for Congress, because I'm there just like my grandfathers who fought in World War II, who gave up their 5 years of their best part of their lives to go fight and protect our country. Because as Ronald Reagan said, we're one generation away from losing freedom.
Absolutely. And that's what the blessing, though, silver lining, is that after COVID, I meet so many people across the country when I speak everywhere that say that that COVID was their big red pill moment that woke them up. I think it's more difficult for the bad guys to pull the wool over our eyes anymore. But back to fighting dark money, the way Ron Paul did it is he got mom and pop donations from all over the country, just like Thomas Massie right now. He's getting donations from all over the country. And Doc Pete Chambers is getting grassroots donations. I know the same is true for you. You're not taking dark money and PAC money. You're getting small mom-and-pop donations. But like Trump, you're also throwing in your own money. So what I would tell viewers is do not support anyone who's taking foreign money. Don't support anyone who's taking big PAC money. Either need to be independently wealthy, they can do their own thing like President Trump did or like Paul's doing, or they need to be such a firebrand that they're getting donations from like mom and pop donations like Doc Chambers is getting. So that's what you need to look for is someone that's principled, and you should not send anybody to Washington that's not a hardcore constitutionalist. We don't have time to mess around. And so I like to look for someone that has proved up like Doc did when he was working for the Texas National Guard and refused to advise his men to get that experimental shot. He told his men the truth. It's experimental. You're under no duty to take it. You're under, in fact, under the Nuremberg Code, it's illegal for them to experiment on you. And his men would not take it. Only 3 out of like 10,000 men took it. And that's why Doc had to then retire from the Army. But he was willing to do that and take the heat. So look for someone with courage that's willing to take the heat, and that's who you should support. And if you have any doubts about their loyalties, don't support them. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say, you know, as angry and just unacceptable that drop boxes, ballot boxes are in blue cities not having voter ID, and those things infuriate me, I would actually submit that after doing some research and looking at things and experiencing some things and connecting dots, I would say that dark money is more of a threat to our republic than anything else. Because those
things right? I mean, you have to have clean elections, and you shouldn't have hidden puppet masters. We're running out of time. I want to thank Paul for coming on. The last thing I want to say is free Tina Peters. Ivan Raiklin and I have been pounding our table about this. It's ridiculous for President Trump not to just go free her. She's a material witness to the election fraud of 2020 by the state of Colorado, along with others across the country. And President Trump should send the U.S. Marshals and DHS and go rescue her as a material witness and save her life, because the deep state is afraid of her testifying against them. And so I just want to encourage everyone to support her and pound the table and burn the phone lines up to your representatives and to President Trump and encourage him to take his power in his own hands. But I want to thank Paul for coming on today. And I do wish him luck. He has to get over the hurdle for a runoff. And, you know, God willing, he'll make that hurdle, and then it'll happen until May 25th. So good luck to you, Paul, and God bless you, brother.
Stuart, thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate it. Everybody, tomorrow is voting day here in Texas. Please turn out. We need to have people represent the elections. We need turnout. And let's crusade against dark money, and let's back our Constitution, and let's keep our country free. So God bless.
Amen. Well said. All right, folks. Hey, it's been an honor to talk to you again with InfoWars. I always love coming on. Alex and his crew are fantastic. I've known them for decades now, and they are the real deal. So God bless you, and be strong. Duty is ours, the soldier God's.
We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus,
classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.